Welcome to Movie Banter.
Movie Banter.
Movie Banter. For cows everywhere.
Exactly. Sponsored by Ben and Jerry.
Woohoo! Oh, that'd be brilliant. Can we do that?
We should. Actually, I do want to put out, if anyone wants to sponsor the show.
Yes, that is. Yeah, we're open to the idea of gladly, bribes or.
We'll take your money to, you know, give you a plug or something. Or, you know.
Yeah.
Give you a plug. Maybe even the appliance it goes on.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly. But, you know,
if you're lucky.
We'll publicise whatever you got.
You know, well, that's true. Or even sort of quid pro quo kind of. Yeah, if you've got a podcast, then we'll mention you, you mention us. It all works.
Yeah, very true. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So get in touch.
No, please feel free. Feel free to do so. In fact, a lot of American podcasts have a tip jar on their websites.
Oh, yes.
And you have like a little PayPal link. And then if people want
to
give you a tip in your episode, they can. So we could maybe do that little tip jar, couldn't we?
To improve service, yeah.
Exactly.
We'll try our best.
Exactly. That's the thing, yeah. Yeah. Your tips are welcome.
If your food is cold, then you don't have to give us anything.
Exactly, yeah. So welcome to the episode this week. Slightly different, well, very different, in fact, because no reviews as such. But it's time for the Movie Banter Quiz!
Hey!
Woo! Bring it on!
Exactly, there you go. Now, I'll be honest, I'm more into quizzes than these two, which is why I've made up the quiz.
You've made thousands of questions.
So that may be, that may come across out the episode. If you hear the other two sounding bored, that's probably, but I'm,
well,
still,
you get
really,
more and more
I'm still really excited. That's probably why. But you can play along at home. I want you to take a moment now to get a pen and a paper, and or just your head. And just make sure you've got your head with you. That's the main thing.
Yes.
And then, yes, see how many you get right. You can mark as you go, okay? And
well, we may leave a bit of a gap after the questions for you to have a think, or possibly for one or other of us to give the other one a chance.
Very true.
Or just pause it.
Well,
and then you can.
I should point out there are.
Or listen to our answer, see if it's right.
Yeah.
And then go back to your question.
And then amend
and
your
say
answer.
The answer, and then, yeah,
exactly.
you'll be right.
Then you win. Then email us in how many points you got, and we'll give you a prize.
Yeah, everyone gets full marks. Yeah,
exactly. Now, these guys have no idea what I've got planned. This is there are different rounds. Okay.
No. Okay.
And
you've got your gloves on, Jen.
So, exactly. So,
slightly
round one,
nervous.
For example, are alternate questions. So, there's no. So, as in, you get a question each.
Oh,
right.
Okay.
So, in other words, you can't. There's no.
Jumping in.
So exactly.
Oh,
so,
like
that
means Jen has a chance.
That's,
right.
Fun. That's the way we roll. Okay,
very small chance.
The way we roll. Okay, so there's about four or five rounds, something like that, all differently themed,
right.
I think.
Okay. Does it go to points if there's no knockout?
I spent far too long on this.
I'm quite impressed.
So I've mostly copied and pasted from moviequizzes.com.
It's more Zoe.
Thanks, Movie Quizzes.
It's more Zoe, I feel sorry for.
That's right. My wife, that is.
Yes.
So, okay, round one. Here's the alternate question. So we'll start off, question for Jen. If you win, you get a point. If you don't, then you get killed. no pressure. This is the new Saw film, by the way.
Yes.
Just, enacting right.
Get it wrong and I kick your dog.
Oh.
So getting killed, you just sort of mock a shock at getting me kicking the dog, which you know I'm obviously not going to do.
We've got a dog here
today.
The
dog is in the room and very close to your feet. So.
Yeah, but you genuinely think I would kick a helpless animal?
Yes.
She's not helpless, she's got teeth.
Okay.
Anyway.
Carry on. So if you hear any gnawing sounds, it's just the dog chewing John.
Yes.
Or John chewing the dog. If John's not speaking, that's more than enough. So anyway, question one. This is for Jen. We'll start with Jennifer here. Okay.
Right.
It's a basic question. John, you got the advanced one.
It's going to be more embarrassing when I get it wrong, isn't
okay,
it?
Okay, no, it's not a basic question. No, there's quite tough ones, these ones, actually, but you can have a fair guess. Okay. Question one.
Right.
Whose figure did Disney use as the model for Tinkerbell?
Marilyn Monroe.
Correct.
Yes!
1 point to Jennifer. There you go. There you go.
Because Marilyn Monroe, she could fly and glowed. It's unusual. Yeah.
She could fly
and she glowed.
And she glowed.
And glowed.
Is that right?
It's unusual.
She fly and glowed.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's quite impressive. Fly and glowed. Yeah, it's a good trick. Okay, John, your question. Your question. Okay, question two for John. But question two for you at home because you're playing along in a different way. Okay, which film contains the largest mechanical creature ever created?
As in fictional or an actual thing someone built?
A thing someone built for. So actually, so CGI doesn't count.
Yes,
I mean, an actual.
Okay. Seeing other ones, like a giant mechanical spider in Wild Wild West, but it's probably not.
No, yeah. That wasn't actually built, I believe.
Oh.
So yeah, so that's. It's not. It's, again, one you can probably work out, but not one you necessarily know the answer to.
I always wonder King Kong, if they made a large scale model of that, but judging by you.
Which King Kong?
Probably the 70s one.
The 70s King Kong? Is that your final answer?
Yes.
It's the correct answer.
Hey!
Oh, worked out. 1976 King Kong. It was at 40 foot.
Never climbing. Would have got that.
Very good indeed.
I'm surprised I did, frankly.
Okay, question three for you, Jen.
Okay, right.
Researchers from the National Society for Epilepsy... I know that's not a normal start to a movie quiz
question.
Have you picked up the wrong
question?
Yeah. praised which 2003 film for its realistic portrayal of amnesia? It's a 2003 film that you will have seen.
Oh, is it? Well, the only one that really comes to mind is Memento.
Memento? It's not, I'm afraid, it's Finding Nemo.
Oh! Yeah. Oh, okay.
No, Memento was 2000.
Oh, I think. Silly Jenny.
Sorry. There you go. I can't remember who loses their memory. Oh, yes, Dora. Yeah. Ellen's character.
Yes, that's right. Okay, question two for you, John. It's question four for the world. I'm going to stop doing the numbers in a minute.
Just
very confusing. Alternate. John, your question.
If they're playing at home, they can just count the questions.
Now, okay, this might be a little think of this one. Okay, name one. There are 10 actors, okay? 10 actors.
There's more than 10 actors.
There are. Okay,
I've seen a lot of films.
You're right. There are 11 actors in the world. No, there are 10 actors who've been involved in both the Star Trek universe and the Doctor Who universe. Name one of them.
Well, the Star Trek and Doctor Who.
Yes. Now, obviously, this is a question that transcends movie banter into TV banter as well, because Doctor Who is a
and
TV
space
show.
Time continuum. Definitely get
although
it,
the Doctor Who TV movie counts as a movie.
Very true.
Had Eric Roberts and someone else.
And Peter Cushing was in Doctor Who movie as well. Yeah.
And it was Paul McCann, wasn't it?
Paul McCann, that's right. Yes. But no, there are four. There was 10 people. I've only got the four names here because there's only four that I know. But you'll know there's at least one of them that you should be able to.
Star Trek and Doctor.
It's
good. Yeah, Star Trek covers a lot of territory.
That's the thing, isn't there? Yes.
No, it'll be an embarrassing succession of guesswork.
Okay, so fair enough. Well, the one you could work out, Simon Pegg, who was
of course, yes, he was in Doctor Who, yes, and he was in Star Trek film.
Star Trek, exactly. Nah. You could also have had Alan Dale.
Really? Oh, that would have been a fair assumption. Given he's been in everything.
Most things.
Yeah.
Guy Siner, who played Lieutenant Gruber in Alola Lo.
Oh, okay.
He's been in Star Trek and in Doctor Who. And Deep Roy as well.
Oh, really?
Who was in Willy Wonka.
Yes.
So, a difficult question there, really. Just
yes,
to
no,
level
but
the
Simon,
field.
Simon Pegg really wasn't actually that tricky to go with.
So there you are.
Had I thought it through,
that's the one you could have got. But a similarly tricky one for you now, Jen. Here we go. Try
Simon Pegg as the answer.
Okay, right. Simon Pegg.
I'm working out his
system. Incorrect. Okay,
oh,
that's
no!
One for you, okay, who played Fleance in Roman Polanski's Macbeth?
I don't know.
The answer is Keith Chegwin.
Really?
Indeed.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
Overseas listeners will have no idea who Keith Chegwin is, apart
Keith
from going,
Chegwin.
Oh, yeah, he played Fleance in Roman Polanski's Macbeth.
Seriously?
But yes, TV game show host from the 80s. Keith Chegwin.
He has been in Extras, which...
That's true, he was in Extras, that's true. So the score is still 1-1. Okay. John, your next question. Now, I don't know, have you seen Twitter today?
Yes.
Did you see my question I put on Twitter saying, has anyone got any ideas for movie questions?
Yes.
You did? Did you see what other people put?
No, the last one I saw was that. In fact, I read
Fair
it just when I turned up here.
That is wonderful. Because
so
someone
has clearly replied really recently.
Sent this in as a question. And the question is this. Who was originally meant to play Dirty Harry?
Mm. Oh, I do know this. It was someone weird like Sylvester Stallone. But clearly not.
No, the answer, Frank Sinatra. And then he pulled out. It was also actually turned down by John Wayne and Paul Newman. But there you go. Okay, Jen, your next question.
Okay. Right.
In 1999, what film became Tom Hanks' first sequel? First sequel in 1999. John knows this one. John's got his hand up, but that doesn't matter one jot in
this round because
this is one for Jen. Unless she gets it wrong, in which case we could pass it over for a half point, maybe.
Okay.
I don't know, we'll consider that rule. Or 3/4 of a point.
Oh, I'm trying to wrap my brains.
5/8 of a point. Just naming fractions until Jen knows an answer. 7/9 of a point.
Is this helping?
No. I don't know. Oh, I'm rubbish!
A sequel in 1999, Tom Hanks.
Think slightly outside the box.
You don't necessarily see much of his face. Or his face.
This wasn't some porn film he made, by the way.
No, I have to hurry.
No,
you.
No.
John, you want to go
Toy Story 2?
Toy Story 2, oh. Indeed.
Don't swear.
Indeed.
You are so glad. I can see the profanities.
Half a point to John.
Oh.
There we go. Half a point to John. Okay, John, your next question. Okay. Again, you've got to think about outside the box for this one. Bombardier Billy Wells could be seen in up to 100 films in 20 years as the same person. Who was he?
It must be something World War II based.
And I should say, actually, when I say he's been seen in 100 films, not as such, but if you went to the cinema, you would have seen him when you go and see these films. There's 100 films in a 20-year period. So famous was he that if he adopted the right pose, 94% of the British public would recognise him.
He was... I was going to say he's the rank gong banger.
The rank gong banger?
Yes.
Final answer?
No. Yes, because I can't think of any other famous person.
It's the correct answer. Hey! There you go.
Awesome.
Brilliant. Well done. Well done.
Does rank still exist as a production...
They were taken over in the 86, but was actually by the rank organisation, became the rank group.
Okay.
And they still do make things, but largely, well, they own Odeon.
Oh, right.
Yeah, Odeon Cinemas in the UK. They do all that.
But so. Still no big gongs.
No big gongs. What links the following films?
Right.
Okay. Now, you've just got to work out what the films are, first of all, and then you can do the big answer. Okay, what links the following films? A 1997 British crime drama with Robert Carlyle. A 2001 thriller sequel where one of the leads changed face. And John may need to help with this one as well, actually, because it's going to be quite complicated. A 2000 film which was a badly received romantic drama starring Richard Gere. And a 2001 biopic starring Kate Winslet and Judi Dench. Now, do you know any of those films?
I know Iris.
Iris, okay, good.
Was it... the Richard Gere one. Which one was that?
Richard Gere one. That's a 2000 badly received romantic drama starring Richard Gere.
Do you know other people in that?
Or you could have the 1953 musical fantasy about a piano teacher, but both are quite...
Can I have the question again? Slightly distracted.
What links the following films?
Right.
A 1997 British crime drama starring Robert Carlyle.
Crime drama, so not a film?
It's a film,
this is definitely a film. Right, okay.
Yeah.
Is that... Oh, no, it's gone.
Do you know what that one's called, John?
Face.
Face, yes,
oh,
indeed.
Oh, I don't know that one.
And a 2001 thriller sequel where one of the leads changed face. The lead female in the original film changed into a different actress for the sequel.
Okay, so what year?
2001.
Is that Hannibal?
Hannibal, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
good.
Okay.
Oh, I see where you're going with this.
And so...
links them? It's all.
What links them all?
So it's all body, facial...
No. We'll run through the two we've got so far.
Okay, what have you got? So you've got Face, Hannibal. You've got Iris. It's Iris Murdoch, I can let you know that. John, do you want to sweep in and take the point?
If you can't get the connection so far, Jen, then I've lost all sympathy for you.
What's the link between Face, Hannibal, Murdoch,
and
the badly received Richard Gere film?
That's Dr. T and the Women.
Dr. T and the Women, that's right.
Oh,
yes, that's
the,
no, that's right.
It's
Dr.
the A-Team.
Yes, it's the A-Team. Okay. Exactly, well done. Really complicated, but I'll give you a point just for staying awake.
Thank you.
Well done.
I'm so sorry.
No, very good. And lastly, last question this round for John. Which film director tried to insure himself with Lloyd's of London against the discovery of alien intelligence before his sci-fi movie was released? Have a guess.
Steven Spielberg? Or Richard Dreyfuss?
Stanley Kubrick,
2001.
Yeah.
Damn it.
So, at the end of that round, the point scores are 2.5 to John, 2 points to Jen.
Only half a point, isn't it?
I've got to think of a little musical sting between the rounds.
That was that one.
Yeah,
you get a point if you do it next time instead of me. Okay, round two, solo round time. There are four solo rounds. You get a theme. There's five questions in the round. And they're all for you. So he's like, but they're all themed on a thing. So you pick if you want the themed round of the thing. So here are the things you've got. There's four of them, and you've got to pick one you want. Okay, and Jen, you can go first because you're coming up the rear. You're behind. No, you're. It doesn't matter. Okay, you can have. You can have the questions in the title.
Okay.
00 question, AKA. Or location, 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 location.
Okay, location, location, location.
You're going for location, 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 location. Okay, I will tell you five locations near Guildford.
Ooh.
And you tell me what film they appeared in.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll try.
So obviously, listeners, you're not going to be from Guildford necessarily.
But I am, so.
So there you go. But, you know, this, you'll know the films, and so it'll help you picture what Guildford, what it's like around where we are.
Because it's southeast UK, very near London, so lots of stuff is filmed.
And once at the end of this round, you'll have a fuller appreciation of what it's like around us.
Yeah,
that is true. Yeah, you can watch that film, you'll see our area.
Exactly. So, okay, so number one, okay, Shear Church. Now, there's a village called Shear near Guildford. They've got a church. What film? That's actually been in two films.
I think one of them was Four Weddings and a Funeral. There was one.
Do you want to guess what the other one was?
There was a Holiday that was filmed.
The Holiday,
year.
Exactly. Okay. That's right. Yes, indeed. Well done. The Holiday. And Bridget Jones, The Edge of Reason was the other one. So good. 1 point for you, Jen. Next one is Albury Park near Guildford. Albury Park.
Albury
and
Park.
That is a chapel they have there.
Ooh, was I maybe closer before?
When correct, I indeed. You were. It's the third wedding, the Scottish wedding, in Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
It's from near Guildford. I didn't know that.
Well, that's,
I did.
You mean it's all lies?
It's all lies.
No.
Exactly.
My entire belief system has been completely undermined.
And in fact, the reception of that wedding, the Scottish wedding, was from near Alton, just near Guildford as well. Oh. So there you are. So, still lies. Okay, number three, Clandon Hall.
That was in the Duchess.
That was in the Duchess.
And I'm
well
waitressed
done.
In that
and
hall.
And you've waitressed there. You've waitressed in that hall, indeed. It was also actually the ballroom in Don't Lose Your Head, the Carry On film from about the
really?
French Revolution.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that.
But I thought you'd probably more likely to get the Duchess.
Yeah.
It stood in for Devonshire House, incidentally. Nice. Okay, an easy one now. Guildford Cathedral.
The Omen.
The Omen, indeed. There you go. And finally, probably the most difficult one. But
yeah, my knowledge is running out quickly. That's all the ones I know.
Exactly. not as near Guildford, but Effingham Junction, not far from Guildford.
Yeah.
They have a pub called the Black Swan. And what was that in a famous film? Stood in for a pub on the Yorkshire Moors.
I'm
going to hazard a guess at... Ooh, I was actually going to say The Hound of the Baskervilles, but it may be an American Werewolf. No, it can't be an American Werewolf in London, because that's not London.
American Werewolf in London, indeed. Oh. Yeah, it stood in for The Slaughtered Lamb, which is American Werewolf in London, which, yeah, starts off in Yorkshire Moors and then goes to London, hence the name. And I think it's that American thing of, oh, he's in London, he's in England. England's London, isn't
well,
it?
Well, that's true.
Same thing, isn't it?
Well, it's like Luton Airport, which is nowhere near London for anyone listening, but it's still called London Luton.
Yeah. So, exactly, yes.
But I just want to go back. I got four.
That's 4 good. Points to Jennifer. Thank there you go. Hey. So the points now, it's now 6, Jen, to John's 3.5. Okay, John, so you now get to pick a solo round. You can have the questions in the title, 00 question or AKA.
I'm going to go with 00 question.
00 question. Okay, here are questions that are in no way to do with Bond. no, they are. They're all Bond. Thanks, just to keep on that there. Okay. In which Bond film does James Bond drink a martini stirred and not shaken?
Dad, that is... No, I was going to say Octopussy.
Jennifer looks like she knows the answer, or are you just gleeful at the fact that John doesn't know it?
I think it's... Isn't it Casino Royale?
No.
No.
It's in a film where someone orders it for him and says, ah, stirred, not shaken, that's right, isn't it? And he just agrees. You Only Live Twice?
Correct.
Really?
Good
oh,
guess. Very good. Very good.
Well, I knew I'd seen it not too long ago, and that's one of the more recent ones I've seen.
Let's be fair, you've only got a choice of Bond films, or I had a choice of all the films ever. So,
well, true. There is that.
Then maybe you should have picked the Bond film category.
Yeah.
Okay, Roger Moore's Bond contracts included an unlimited supply of what?
Dancing girls.
Could be, that is the logical thing, isn't it? Yeah, that's the logical thing. I'll accept anywhere in the ballpark.
Was it tickets to ballparks?
No, it wasn't.
I'm going to hazard a guess at martinis or alcohol.
No, it was the other one. It was tobacco. It was actually hand-rolled Monte Cristo cigars.
Oh.
In one film, it totaled £3,000.
Nice. Which back in his era was
quite a lot.
More, yeah.
Okay, in which Bond film does Britt Eklund play the character of Mary Goodnight?
And it's Goodnight, Goodnight.
But the film was... It's a Roger Moore one. You do that.
Yeah. The only Roger Moore film I can even remember the name of. The Spy Who Loved Me.
It's The Man with the Golden Gun.
That's it. Mm.
Okay, back to the tobacco again. What make of cigarettes does James Bond smoke? It's always one brand. Obviously hasn't been for a few years now because he's healthier.
Well, yes.
He's clearly given up.
I genuinely have no idea.
No, it's Dunhill.
And
lastly then, hopefully a little bit easier, what Bond character has been most consistently played by the same person?
It will Q.
I've got Miss Moneypenny here, actually.
Well, that's not true.
Do you think it's Q?
Miss Moneypenny, she stopped appearing. Miss Moneypenny was replaced, I think, even up until Brosnan.
I think we need a...
I was even going to say Jaws, because he's always played in...
Yeah. Well, it depends how you define most consistently.
He's
only been in two. Oh, the respect of the Quizmaster has been completely undermined.
Totally. No, I stand corrected, having the steward's inquiry has proven that, unfortunately, we have to shoot the horse. And, well, in the process, learning that, yes, you were correct.
Hurrah!
It is, in fact, yes. Desmond Llewellyn as Q. Moviequizzes.com, you've let me down.
Yes.
Let me down.
Well, it depends when the list was written, of course, because it'd have to be quite old.
Quite old, I think.
Lois Maxwell played Moneypenny in 14 films,
yes.
And Desmond Llewellyn was Q in 17 films.
Well, there you are, you see. So at the end of that round, you've got 2 points. So you're on 5 now.
Ooh.
Jen's in the head on 6.
Ooh.
There you go. Okay, next round is called Battle to the Death.
Hey.
When you have to battle to the death.
Brilliant.
I never signed for this.
Or you do the alternate version, where actually what you have to do is you alternate in naming film titles right. based on a theme. Okay.
Okay.
You have only 5 seconds to answer, otherwise you lose. And I'll give you the theme, and then you go for it. Okay. So John, you'd go first. And what I would like is films where the entire title—no, not part of the title, but the entire title—is a name of a person.
Right.
So it's going to be male or female names, but the entire title. So not the imaginary of Dr. Parnassus doesn't count because that's just the last bit. It can be a real name, it can be a fictitious name. Go.
Ray.
Elizabeth.
This is where my brain stops working.
2-1
Yeah, I'm gone.
No! That was a short round. I'm going to give Jen a point for winning that round, and then we'll try another one, so you've got a chance to win it back here. So, yes, we're going to do place names now.
Let Jen start this one.
Okay, Jen can start this one. Place names, okay? Film must be a place name. Again, not part of the title, but the entire title must be a place name. Again, could be a real place, a fictitious place, but a place, if you would now.
Philadelphia.
Okay.
Schenectady, New York.
Nice.
Not so easy, is it?
Oh, God. No.
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 Busted.
We're both equally rubbish.
I go with that.
You could have had Australia. You could have had...
I had two more backed up. I had Manhattan and Truth and Consequences, New Mexico.
Nice.
Well, two very short rounds.
Good, two very short rounds.
Easily demonstrated.
I thought those would go on for about 20 minutes. We might do another one at the end.
That's just quite good. I quite like that.
We'll do it in, if we get a tie break or something, we'll do it at the end. Okay, now at this stage, we've got a special round called... In this year in movie history!
Hey!
Hey, that's right. The old favourite comeback.
That sounds slightly familiar.
I thought I'd take the opportunity to do stuff from 2009 as a whole.
Okay.
Because there are certain things which don't have specific dates, and therefore you can't put them in the data bit.
Oh, good.
So this is what we normally do on the podcast. We normally do an event from films which has happened, and then you can place it. So I will tell you what the event is. You tell me the film. That simple.
Okay.
And this is fingers on buzzers.
Oh, okay.
We haven't got any buzzers, so just
first one to shout.
Yes. Say just say it if you know.
Yeah. First one to muffle your opponents.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you
can, okay. First one then. Okay. First one. What was the film? This is from 2009, which was the year of the birth of Diego Ricardo, the last human to be born on Earth for some time.
Oh.
What's the film?
Last human to be born on Earth.
Last person to be born on Earth. But then not necessarily the last, but it's the last.
I know the film.
Oh, Children of Men.
Children of Men. That is correct.
Yes.
Correct. 1 point to John Boy Sands. Okay. Saturday, 24th of January, 2009. Jerry Shaw receives a phone call telling him that his twin brother Ethan has died in a car accident. But what was the film? It's got Sheila Booth in it.
Oh, Eagle Eye.
Eagle Eye. That's correct.
See, I knew it rang a bell because I saw it like 2 months ago.
Okay, February this year. Zach Brown and Miri Linky finally get together.
Oh, Zach and Miri make a porno.
Indeed. There you go. Okay, Monday, 19th of October, 2009. A solar flare destroys the Earth.
Knowing.
Correct.
Sorry. I'm making up my shortfall here.
And finally for this round, December of this year, clearly the solar flare didn't destroy the Earth properly, because after that, the President issued an executive order bombing the bridges around Manhattan Island to quarantine those infected with a genetically engineered measles virus.
Oh, well, that's going to be Cloverfield.
Or I Am Legend.
I Am Legend, indeed. It's not.
There was no virus in there.
Oh, well, people got infected, and that's what I was thinking.
Oh, only by the big creature thing.
Still.
Fair enough.
An easy 5 points for John there.
Sorry.
An easy five points for John. Okay, now at this stage, we will go back to the solo rounds again. I think we'll have our last two solo rounds.
Okay, what are the two final...
The two final choices you could have. The questions in the title, or AKA. And Jen, you're now in the second loser's place. So, actually, first
in
loser.
The second or first
loser.
You're
first
not even
loser.
First
you're
loser.
First loser. So would you like to have AKA or the questions in the title?
I don't know. I think I am going to go for... Whichever one John doesn't, because I'm going to let you...
Oh, gracious. A gracious, noble gesture there.
Okay, I'm going to go AKA, because I'm sort of intrigued.
AKA, okay, these are also known as... Okay, so, question one for John.
So it's AKA, also known as...
AKA.
Something very nice.
Indeed. Okay, question one. Which film's French translation came out as, is there a pilot in the plane?
Possibly Airplane. Or Airport. The risk of sounding like Chandler. Airport 77. Airport 79. Clearly not.
Which is it going to be? What are you going for?
I'll say Airplane.
Airplane it is.
Hey.
Correct. Oh, there you go. Okay, what film was spawned from the short story We Can Remember It For You Wholesale?
Oh. It's Philip K. Dick, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I feel it should be Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, but it's not. It's... Total Recall.
Total Recall.
Oh,
indeed.
Wow.
Well done. Okay, Archibald Leach is also known as who? In the world of movies.
Oh, Archibald Leach. I know the name. Is it Michael Caine?
No, that's Michael Thwaite.
Many a Mickle, Max and Muckle.
That's the fellow. No, Cary Grant is Archibald Leach. So there you go. Okay, what recent book adaptation was shipped to cinemas as The Meadow? This is a film that came out over the summer.
I'm going to hazard a guess at Harry Potter and the Half-Blood Prince.
No, it wasn't. Jen, did you answer?
Was it The Time Traveller's Wife?
The Time Traveller's Wife. Indeed. Yay! Well done. Half point for Jen. Very good. Okay, and finally for this round then, what film's Italian translation was If You Leave Me, I Delete You?
That's probably Eternal Sunshine of Spotless
Mind. It is. Well done. Very good indeed. The other two I was thinking of including... well, see if you get these. No points for this.
Okay.
But,
no. Just for fun.
Just for fun. Just for fun. The French title of this film came out as Mum, I Missed the Plane Again, and This Time I'm Lost in New York.
Probably Home Alone 2.
Home Alone 2, exactly. Very long title for the French for that one. Which film had the Chinese title Mr. Cat Poop?
What? Which?
There's a film which translated into Chinese came out as Mr. Cat Poop.
Maybe Mr. Miyagi?
No,
that wasn't a film. Mr. Magoo?
As Good As It Gets.
Right.
Apparently Jack Nicholson is Mr. Cat Poop in that film.
Well,
I don't recall that bit of the film, but apparently...
No, but whatever works for him.
That's what he is.
So,
there you are. So, at the end of that round, John is now on 15 and Jen is now on 7.5.
Now it's my round.
The question's in the title. It's not an easy round, if I'm honest. But the question in the title... So, question one... Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
She died.
I'll give you that, because eventually she did, I suppose. I was looking for she got old, went mad, jealous and shouty, but
yeah.
I will accept she died. We don't really see that on screen, but I think it's assumed
yeah.
after the credits rolled. Okay.
Hang on, so you're saying, because is that relevant to the plot at all? Or are we just assuming that she must die because she's a character?
It's the correct answer, isn't it?
Well,
she doesn't go on living forever.
Yes,
you could say that in the world of cinema,
maybe she
does, because we can still watch her now.
So it's an assumption. Anyway, carry on.
I'll give you a point. For that. Okay, who framed Roger Rabbit?
Oh, Christopher Lloyd. What was the crazy manic eyes mallet hand? Oh, what's his name? He's Toontown Special Police. Oh, what the character's name?
No, this is a guess. But no, it's only once
when
you actually give up.
I'll give the point. Yeah, I'll give the point.
What? Because for Christopher Lloyd
and the manic
shouty
man.
Half, was his name Professor Doom?
And it's Judge Doom.
Judge Doom.
Judge Doom. Actually,
I think
I'll give you
half
a point.
Half a point.
Okay. I'll give you half a point for that. Fair enough. Okay. What about Bob?
What about him?
Exactly. Correct. What about him?
How was that?
Well,
I'm sensing.
How else can you answer what about Bob, really? Apart from, you know the film is I wish he'd go away, really. But what about him? You know, it's brushing him off, isn't it? You know, so I'll accept that.
That's based on no knowledge whatsoever.
She won't get the last two, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
What's new, Pussycat?
Whoa.
Well done, everyone.
Correct. No, that's not in the film. That's the song in the film, What's New, Pussycat?
Who's in this film? Is this like a Russ Meyer one? No, it's
no,
Master Pussycat.
No, exactly. This is a Woody Allen film starring Peter O'Toole.
Oh.
So what I want is vaguely, what's new? What's new in the film? What happens vaguely?
Love?
Actually not, no. Actually, I can't really give you that because it's really not.
Oh, I don't
just
know.
Romping. But
love making?
Just lust.
I've got here, another girl has fallen for Michael James, that's what's new, and they're all going to go and check into the same hotel, because all the women, they all fall for him, and they all check in the same, and a farce ensues, it's hilarious. But there's no love.
No, not even
afraid,
close.
So no,
not
sorry about close. That. Who's afraid of Virginia Woolf?
I am.
Fair enough. I don't think I can argue with that, really.
She's dead, Jenny.
Because again, it's not really answered in the film, really. It's sort of none of them are. But
I haven't seen the film, yeah. So that's an admittance. But the answer to the question,
I'll give you half
just
a point
for being
for
cheeky.
For being afraid of Virginia Woolf.
Exactly.
I'm afraid of Virginia Woolf as well. Do I get half a point?
No, you get a quarter of a point. Yeah. It's not your round. Okay, so that means that Jen's now on 10.5, John's on 15 now. Ooh, exciting. Still everything to play for, by which I mean nothing. So at this stage, we will have a one more battle to the death. I think.
Okay.
Before the final quickfire round, which seals the deal on the game. Okay.
Yeah.
So Battle of the Death, they've gone really well so far.
Safe point for Jen here.
Exactly. So this Battle for the Death we're going to have is quite simply films beginning with the letter A.
Oh, okay.
So, Jen, you are behind, so would you like to begin? Would you like to play or pass? Play or pass?
Pass.
That means you're bamboozled. Okay.
Do I get the hopping bonus?
You do get the hopping bonus indeed. So, John, films beginning with the letter A, go for it.
Armageddon. No. Sorry, was that your one film with
Jen,
A?
A film beginning with the letter A, please.
It's not a film, as far as I'm aware.
Five, four, three, two, one, 0. Duh. Correct. You're quite right, actually. There is only one film beginning with the letter A, and it's Armageddon. So that is actually...
No,
of course it's not correct.
From Apocalypse Now, Armistad, almost famous, with the three I am. You see, it's always...
I was even trying to think of any film beginning with A.
Just pick a word beginning with the letter A. Yeah, that's fine, yeah.
Yes. This is the closest I've ever come to the old adage of, it's not as easy when it looks at home. It's really not, but I'm still...
There's people shouting at their iPods right now.
I'm sorry.
Come on, for crying out loud, Austin bloody Powers. okay, we'll do one more of those. And this time we're going to go for... and again, you can choose to play a pass because it's you're behind. Carry On Films.
Ooh.
Okay. Carry On Camping.
Carry On Up the Khyber Pass.
Carry On Nurse.
Carry On Doctor.
Carry On Cabs? No.
Carry On... Yeah, Carry On Cabby. I'll accept
Carry On
that.
Cabby,
I'll accept that. Given I also accepted Carry On Up the Khyber Pass, it's actually Carry On the Khyber. I'll accept that, though.
Carry On England was the recent one.
That's true.
Carry On In the Jungle.
Yep, Up the Jungle.
Up the Jungle.
Carry On At Your Convenience.
Correct.
Carry On...
There's a recent one, well, the most recent in the 90s they tried to do.
Wasn't that the Carry On England?
No, there was one before Karen called Karen England.
Okay.
And this is one which was about adventurer. But you had 5 seconds. Karen Columbus, that one.
Oh, that's the one I was thinking.
No, fair enough. Okay.
No,
well,
there's loads, though, aren't there? What
okay, so that leaves John on 17, Jen on 10.5. Okay. But there's still a 10-point round to go. Okay, so quickfire round.
Okay.
Fingers on buzzers. Question one. In the film Dead Again, in what way does Kenneth Branagh's prison number of 25101415 hark back to his previous film? And I'll say those numbers again. 25, 10, 14, 15.
Henry V.
Yes.
That was a tie there, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, I'd say give that a general, because you said O before I did.
I think that was Jen, yes. It's the date of Agincourt, indeed. Yes, okay, next question. What links Cary Grant, Trevor Howard, Rex Harrison, David Niven, if you know, just yell out any time, there's about 10 more names, Burt Reynolds, Paul Newman, Robert Redford, Liam Neeson, Mel Gibson, Sam Neill, and Hugh Grant.
They're all actors.
Well, they're all men.
That's true.
They all played the same role?
No. John, do you want to tell me?
It's going to be something weird, like they're all born in England.
They've all screen tested for Bond.
Hugh Grant, that would be awful.
Exactly. in which film did Patrick Swayze play Johnny Castle?
Johnny Castle?
Not Johnny Carson. They didn't do the Tonight Show.
Is that Dirty Dancing?
Dirty Dancing.
Correct.
Yeah.
What prop from the film Castaway was sold for $18,100? I think that was a draw.
No, I think that was a draw.
That was a draw. We'll call that a draw. What actress is the mother of Carrie Fisher?
I'll never remember.
No,
I always
want to say Judy Garland. It's not Judy.
Oh,
it's
no.
No. Not.
Debbie Reynolds.
Oh.
In The Sound of Music, how many Von Trapp children are there?
Some.
Seven.
Seven, correct. Some and some. Also correct.
I was going to say.
But less pointful.
Yeah.
Which actress divorced Dennis Quaid in 2001 after she had an affair with Russell Crowe?
Meg Ryan.
Correct. Who has appeared in more Alfred Hitchcock films than anyone else?
Alfred Hitchcock.
Correct. Obvious, but correct. Last two questions. Okay. Which major mid-80s adventure role did John Lithgow turn down?
Indiana Jones?
I can only think Indiana Jones, but I can't see
no,
that.
No.
Was it the Michael Douglas...
No, it was Dr. Emmett Brown.
Really? Oh, yeah, that could have worked, actually.
Could have worked, yeah. Okay, and final question. Which famous female character of TV and films was played by a male when she was first introduced to our screens in 1943? I'll say that one last time. Which famous female character of TV and films was played by a male when she was first introduced to our screens in 1943?
1943?
Mm-hmm. Character's been played by a lot of different actors over the years, different performers. And the answer is Lassie. So, at the end, that's the end of the round and the end of the quiz.
I think actors is not really a fair way to describe.
Well, yeah, he did pause before did actors, pause, but I thought you were making some sort of transgender reference.
Pause,
than...
get it? Pause.
Oh, nice.
And at the end of the round, I can report...
You should be a comedian, or just leave.
That bonus joke of pause earns you 10 points, which means that... Oh, no, it doesn't, I'm sorry. Jed ends up with 13.5 points. John is the victor with 22 points.
Yay! Very good. See, I'm slightly muted, because that just seems a bit mean.
Jed was leading to start
with. That is true.
I actually did better than I thought I was going to do.
And in This Week in Movie History is where, basically... where my strengths are, that's where I dominated. Where it was more well balanced, you did better.
And just being cheeky, making up stuff.
Exactly. Yeah. How did you do at home? Do tell us. Just podcast at moviebanter.co.uk or follow us on Twitter.
Yes. Or if you have questions for a future one, if you enjoyed it and want to hear more, then send in
your questions.
Probably without the answers or with the answers in a.
Yeah, scroll else. Down or something with the answers or in a separate email. That'd be fine. Yeah, good plan. Good plan.
Excellent.
Good. Thank you for listening.
Thank you very much. Have a good week.
No Desert Island Flicks this week. Because we've got things to do.
Well, sure. Yeah.
But thank you for listening, and do meet to see us again next time.
Yes. Take care. Bye.
Bye.